Hello again and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with As It Is. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we have two very interesting stories for you. The first concerns U.S. President Barack Obama and race relations in the country. Then we switch to something entirely different as we look to the sky and learn about large rocks from space. Meteorites. Are there a lot of them? How often do they strike the Earth? We will answer these questions and many more on this edition of As It Is. Let's get started. Here is part one. The recent racial violence in the city of Ferguson, Missouri, is an important issue for Barack Obama, the first African-American president. Mr. Obama has asked protesters to stop fighting with police, and he has called for calm and understanding. But violent protests continue. Christopher Cruz is watching developments for us.
The protesters are angry about the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. Darren Wilson killed Michael Brown on August 9th. The president returned to the White House this week in the middle of a planned vacation. He met with Attorney General Eric Holder. Mr. Holder is leading the federal civil rights investigation of the shooting. After the meeting, the president spoke about the problems of race relations in America.
To a community in Ferguson that is rightly hurting and looking for answers, let me call once again for us to seek some understanding rather than simply holler at each other. Let's seek to heal rather than to wound each other. As Americans, we've got to use this moment to seek out our shared humanity that's been laid bare by this moment.
In 2012, another unarmed black teenager was shot and killed. After that shooting, the president spoke about how the country's poor race relations affect black men.
There are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very, very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator.
Greg Carr is a professor at Howard University in Washington, D.C., and the head of the university's Afro-American Studies Department. He says the rate of deaths of black babies is higher than white newborns. And he says there is a higher rate of imprisonment for blacks than for whites, as well as lower income and education levels. He says the election of America's first black president did not change race relations in the country.
Regardless of the color of the occupant of the Oval Office, certainly with President Obama in office and Attorney General Eric Holder, there perhaps is an expectation that there may be more swift action taken to resolve some of these issues, or to at least to try to deal with some of the issues in real time. However, that expectation is tenuous, because after all, we understand that Barack Obama is not the president of black America, as he frequently reminds us. He's the president of the United States of America.
President Obama is sending the Attorney General to Ferguson to meet with those who are carrying out the federal investigation into the death of the teenager. Mr. Obama says he hopes the investigation will reveal the truth about the shooting, and he hopes that truth will bring peace to Ferguson and will help reduce the nation's racial tensions. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA, Washington. Space rocks often enter the Earth's atmosphere. but they usually explode and burn before falling to the ground. About 70% of our planet is covered with water. As a result, most meteorites falling from the sky disappear on the ocean's floor. We would not know about them if it was not for an international agency. Ana Mateo is here with more.
You may remember the meteorite that exploded last year, 23 kilometers above Chelyabinsk in Russia. Scientists estimate it was about 18 meters long before it fell to Earth. They also think it had a mass of about 10,000 tons. Many people would have died if the meteorite fell in a populated area. Luckily, it did not. Instead, it broke apart mid-air, and most of the pieces fell into Lake Chebarkul. But that is a little too close for some people. The Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization, Preparatory Commission, is a group based in Vienna, Austria. It says the Earth is visited by meteorites more often than we know. This commission records explosions made by meteors that enter Earth's atmosphere. Pierre Miele is an expert at the commission, also known as CTBTO. This commission controls sensors and other equipment that watch for possible violations of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Some of the devices are seismic, meaning they measure the movement of the Earth. Others are hydroacoustic, meaning they measure the sounds in the Earth's oceans. The commission also uses ultrasound and radionuclide sensors. Between 2000 and 2013, experts estimated that 26 powerful explosions of large meteors entered the atmosphere. At least four of those 26 explosions were stronger than the nuclear bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. In addition to loud noise, explosions create low-frequency infrasound. Sound waves can travel very long distances at such low frequencies, but human beings are unable to hear them. CTBTO stations as far away as Antarctica recorded the explosions of the Chelyabinsk meteorite. Mr. Miele says listening stations operate anywhere from 4 to 15 high-technology sensors. He says that the sensors work like large microphones. He adds that some of the explosions are hard to identify immediately after they are recorded.
Since the first time we had this, what was later called the Superbolide of North Pacific, in the first few weeks, for us it was just an unknown large event in the middle of the Pacific, but we didn't know what it was.
The commission keeps contact with other agencies, such as NASA, that follow meteors and meteorites. NASA officials later confirmed that the mysterious explosion was caused by a meteorite. When complete, the CTBTO system will have 337 stations worldwide, and these stations will be listening for nuclear explosions and other loud sounds in the atmosphere. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for listening to As It Is. Now it's time for you to print out the words you have just heard and download the audio onto your computer. Then practice reading and saying your American English lesson every day. We think you should speak slowly at first, then get faster. Remember, slow and steady wins the race. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America.